Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the state sets a record for blue-collar job losses. Delta Airlines is once again North America's most on-time airline, and officials in social circles say their city can't handle the Trump administration's planned federal immigration center.
You got to provide housing. You got to provide, have homes for people that are going to be doing this. We don't have the police force to support this.
Today is Friday, January 2nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia's legislative session begins January 12th. Lawmakers will introduce new bills and will have the opportunity to go back to others that didn't receive final passage during the last legislative session. Here's GPB's Sarah Callis with a look at a few bills that could return.
Bills that could be re-examined include placing more restrictions on when traffic cameras in school zones can issue tickets or an outright ban on the devices. Lawmakers could also go back to a bill that would ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in public universities. Legislation that would limit doctors' abilities to prescribe puberty blockers to transgender minors could come back up, along with a proposal to ban the state healthcare plan from paying for gender-affirming care for state employees. A controversial bill that would bar prosecutors from using song lyrics as evidence in criminal cases could also be reconsidered. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
With the new year comes new laws in Georgia. State income tax will reduce to 5.09% and continue to go down by a tenth of a percent each year. And speaking of tax news, Georgians can now create tax-deductible catastrophe savings accounts to prepare for disasters. Courts will now be able to digitally record hearings. And we're seeing several changes to vehicle registration laws this year. For example, vendors can issue temporary license plates electronically. There's also new requirements for booting a car. And Georgians also will have the option to select a new license plate featuring the phrase, America First. Georgia had a record year for blue-collar job losses in 2025. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The Federal WARN Act says some layoffs require employers to give workers at least 60 days public notice for a head start training for a new job. In Georgia in 2025, these WARN notices tallied over 15,400 lost jobs. Over the last decade, only COVID-driven cuts in 2020 were deeper. Over 4,000 jobs shed by telecommunications company U.S. Cellular made the biggest dent. But the leftover layoffs alone still exceed any other year since the pandemic. They were in sectors which are usually Georgia's strengths. Logistics, think trucking and warehousing, followed by losses in the timber industry and manufacturing. The last WARN filing of the year was for 75 layoffs by Coca-Cola in the marketing department at their Atlanta headquarters. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Officials in social circles say their small town east of Atlanta can't handle and does not want a federal immigration detention center. The Washington Post last week reported that the Trump administration is planning to renovate industrial warehouses across the country to hold tens of thousands of immigrants ahead of deportation. According to the Post, one of the warehouse locations being considered is in Social Circle, where David Keener is the mayor.
You know, detention like that would triple the size of our population. We're sitting right at 5,000 people now. So, you know, you're going to have to, as a result of that, you got to provide housing. You got to provide, have homes for people that are going to be doing this. We don't have the police force to support this.
Keener says he and the rest of the city council adamantly oppose the idea. City manager Eric Taylor says local officials were caught off guard by the news and didn't know anything about it beforehand. Now he says he and Keener are reaching out to federal and state officials and, quote, everyone who will take our phone calls.
He had calls into the White House, but he had not heard back from them yet. And we spoke with Lieutenant Governor Wednesday, and he had calls into very high-level representatives of the Department of Homeland Security.
They've also contacted the offices of Governor Brian Kemp and U.S. Senator John Ossoff. Taylor says he doesn't know exactly which warehouse is being considered, but that in any case, Social Circle's water and sewer infrastructure would not be able to handle it being converted into a detention center housing potentially thousands of people. The Post also reported that the Northeast Georgia town of Jefferson was being considered for a smaller processing site that would house potentially hundreds of people. The Post cited internal documents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement in its reporting. A merger of two banks and the creation of Georgia's largest bank holding company is now complete. Nashville-based Pinnacle said today that it and Columbus-based Synovus were now operating as one bank holding company. The firms announced their merger in June. The combined company will operate under the Pinnacle name, with its holding company in Atlanta, its headquarters in Nashville, and, quote, a sustained commitment to employees and community in Columbus. Delta Airlines is North America's most on-time airline for the fifth consecutive year. That's according to a report published today by global aviation analytics firm Cirium. Cirium says it tracked 1.8 million flights by Atlanta-based Delta in 2025, and of those, it says about 81% of them arrived on time. That is slightly lower from 83% in 2024. Delta ranked 10th in on-time performance globally. Cirium says the world's most on-time airline is Aeromexico, a company whose partnership with Delta, the Trump administration, is challenging in court over antitrust concerns. People traveling between Albany and Atlanta soon could have another option. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports on a planned weekday shuttle.
You might have seen groomed transportation shuttles taking people between Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta International Airport, and eight Georgia cities, but not Albany. Delta offers three flights daily between the cities, but they can be expensive for some people. Greyhound goes to Atlanta, but arrives downtown and late. Enter Marcia Meadows and her refurbished church bus branded VIP Express.
We'll leave about 7, we'll get to Atlanta about 10, and then we'll wait around and people can load up at 5 o'clock and then get back around 8 or 9 o'clock.
She plans to drive around Columbus to avoid unpredictable traffic on Interstate 75 before stopping at Hartsfield-Jackson. Meadows and the city of Albany expect to work out a deal on using the city's downtown bus station in January, with service starting soon after. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
A public art installation headed for Atlanta's Oakland Cemetery is aimed at helping people grieve lost loved ones. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains.
The Atlanta Wind Phone was originally installed in Woodruff Park in October. The art installation, which is free and open for anyone to use, is managed by the nonprofit The Grief House. A plaque near the phone encourages people to share messages and goodbyes for their lost loved ones. The messages aren't recorded. Grief House co-founder Sasha Demersian says one goal of the project is to bring people grieving out of isolation.
I feel like it's a good entry for like getting used to being like, I can do this out in the world. And it's not just I can do it, but it's invited, it's welcomed, it's wanted. Which so many people don't feel like that's the case for the hard stuff.
The wind phone will be refurbished and reinstalled in Oakland Cemetery in the coming weeks. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Researchers at Kennesaw State University are developing a virtual reality system to help students learn science. GPB's Devin Zwald takes us into the virtual world of DNA repair.
DNA repair is how cells in our bodies fix injuries to their genes to stop things like cancer. For students, science like this can be a tough concept to learn from a textbook, says KSU professor Lei Zhang.
It's kind of like a passive learning. Normally, active learning will be more engaging. People can learn more by doing something, right? Yeah, so that's what comes to the VR. Learning through the VR experience.
The experience will take students virtually inside a human cell to help them understand DNA repair.
So we create a story and then they will take different roles of the proteins in the story. So they will collaborate and to complete some tasks.
The model includes artificial intelligence so that students can ask questions while in the virtual cell. For GPB News, I'm Devin Zwald.
Members of the Appalachie High School band, the Marching Cats, kicked off the new year in London. They were the first marching band out of the gate in this year's London New Year's Day parade. They were invited to perform at the parade in March 2024, months before the September shooting at the Georgia High School that killed two students and two teachers. The new year means thousands of artistic creations, nearly a century old, are going into the public domain. And one of them is the state song of Georgia.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole night through.
Hoagie Carmichael's 1930 composition, Georgia, also known as Georgia on My Mind, joins a long list of films, books, and other songs that are now free to use, share, or adapt under U.S. copyright law. Savannah jazz icon, trombonist Teddy Adams, says the old sweet song is always a crowd pleaser.
It has the southern tradition of a melody. You would think that Hoagie Carmichael was a southerner.
Carmichael was from Indiana. Adams recorded the song twice, including this version with singer Gina Renee. Other artistic works entering the public domain today include the original Betty Boop and the first four Nancy Drew books. And in sports, Georgia's season is over after a heartbreaking loss in New Orleans. The third-seeded Bulldogs fell to sixth-seed Ole Miss 39-34 in the college football playoff quarterfinals at the Sugar Bowl. Georgia led at halftime, but Ole Miss kicked a field goal with 6 seconds left to seal the win. It is the second straight year Georgia's season has ended at the Sugar Bowl. And so ends the first episode of Georgia Today of 2026. It's going to be a busy year of news. To stay on top of it, make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for the latest headlines or for updates to the stories you heard on the podcast today. Now, if there's a story that's happening in your neck of the woods that we do not know about, let us know by email. Perhaps there's a law in the next legislative session that you will be tracking closely. Let us know about that, too. We want to know what concerns you in 2026. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and Happy New Year.